Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494 on a Tuesday morning. We'll get to the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We got a big series going on with the Phillies and the Braves starting tonight, and I've lost total faith in Alec Boehm here, just total faith in this guy. He's going to be 29 years old this year, and we're still talking about patience. Do you still have patience? Have you lost your patience for Alec Boehm? Where do you come down? Plus, the bracket of Hughes voting on Love Dr. Douglas versus Long Talking Hugh in our first Final Four matchup is going on this hour. 215-592-9494. But Hugh, before we get back to the phones on Alec Boehm and the bracket here, we're 16 days till the NFL draft.
16.
It's coming
Somebody
up.
Somebody about to get paid. And, well, a lot. An eagle.
That's right. Well, a lot.
Go to training camp. You know, the Jets, they started their off-season workout program.
Yeah, we're about that time where it's like, they're back. They're doing stuff and getting ready. The draft is 16 days away. The Eagles currently have the 32nd pick. But Adam Schefter says, watch the Eagles on draft night. They could be. They could have something up their sleeve here.
I think that they've got more firepower in this draft, or as much firepower in this draft as any team out there. And when you give a roster that's good enough to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, when you give a Super Bowl champion roster 20 draft picks in the next two drafts to go have fun with, you become a team to watch. And that's obviously not even factoring in their aggressive tendencies to begin with. So that, to me, is the team to watch, as always, on draft weekend.
So the Eagles are a team to watch, according to Schefter. He referenced all the picks they have there. What could they do with these picks? Listen to Schefter talking about what could happen draft night, first week, you know, the weekend of the draft with the Eagles with all these picks over the next 2 years.
Over the next two drafts, the Eagles are scheduled to have 20 draft picks. 20. They can't have 20 players make their roster. Their roster is too good and too deep to have all these picks make their roster. So on draft day this year, it would be just like the Eagles general manager, Howie Roseman, to package some of these picks either in this draft or next year's draft as well to move up the board if there were a player that he really wanted. And it would be just like him and that organization to trade some of these future picks for a veteran that a team knows it's not going to re-sign, that it knows it's moving on from.
All right, Hugh, where do you come down on this? So the Eagles have been in a really good run the last few years of drafting players, and they're working out right away. Like last year, one of the best ever, right? Quinion and Cooper.
And Cooper DeJean.
And even Jalex Hunt. Even Jalex helped by the end, right? He's in the Super Bowl making big plays there. And you have been a Thundercats guy. Play the young guys,
draft the young guys.
Well, Hugh, where do you come down on this? And of course, you're allowed to long talk on this because this is kind of an open-ended thing. But do you want them to just kind of keep doing what they're doing, which is draft and develop? Or do you want them to package some of these picks, move around, trade for vets? Where do you come down as we're 16 days to the draft?
I'm not going to long talk with this one. I'll probably mid-talk a little bit. But I feel like this. I feel like with what just transpired, winning the Super Bowl, and the way that you won the Super Bowl, with lightning in a bottle, if you're being honest, because to me, the way that this defense played was probably more of an anomaly than anything. I mean, when you look at the fact that everybody came together when they did, and the fact that they played as well as they did their first year in this defense. Can't say enough about that, Joe. That was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that they picked it up. I think that they have some there, and you factor in, you sprinkle in those young guys and the contributions that they had and that one-year setting. I think that they feel that they have the culture and the organization where you can plug and play these young guys if you get the right ones. Now, that remains to be seen, and I know when you're talking about 20 picks, that's a lot of hit or misses, if you will. But I feel the way that they've set this thing up and the way that they groom their players and the way that this offense is set up, I guess this is long talking because you have more of your veterans on one side of the ball than you do on the others.
Sure.
I think it's sustainable.
So
I think
you want to keep drafting. Draft and develop.
Yes, because I don't feel like – a lot of people feel that because you don't have that many veteran guys on the defensive side of the ball, you're going to take a step back. I don't believe that to be the case. One of your leaders on that defense was a guy who didn't even know he could play the position he was in. That's Zach Bond. And he became a hell of a leader. I know that, you know, losing CJ GJ is one thing, but there was a lot of growth back there from that secondary. You know, and you talk about Reed Blankenship and those guys. I know that nobody feels comfortable with that, but I think that you got an opportunity to get more athletic on the back end and get more athletic with these younger guys. And they're more that you can mold them a little bit better.
So here's where I'm at on this. And I mean, the draft last year was amazing and it worked and they played a lot of young guys and they won the Super Bowl. But I agree with you. You used the term lightning in a bottle. I'm going to use that term, but on something else. And look, you guys know I'm a Howie Roseman fan. I think Howie's a Hall of Fame executive. This run of drafting players that all hit, it's probably going to – the well's going to run dry at some point. I mean, no one hits at the rate he's hit the last 4 years. Just like I thought people overreacted 6 years ago when he had a bad run of drafts, right? Mm-hmm. People said he couldn't draft. He didn't know what he was doing. I didn't think that was fair. I think over time, what is it? You hit 50, 60% of your draft picks, 40 turn into
busts.
That's
not bad.
Right? But he's been hitting at a higher rate lately. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, hold on. Are they really going to draft three or four players this year? They're going to come in and have huge impacts as rookies? Maybe, but maybe that well is about to run dry. So my thought on this is this. I don't want them to make 20 draft picks the next 2 years. Like, that's the only thing I feel, the thing I feel most strongly about is it would be a mistake if they just drafted 20 players the next year. It's a win-now team. Most of these guys aren't going to make the team anyway, so you could end up wasting those draft picks. They don't have 20 spots available on a team this good. I'd be very happy if Howie used the draft picks to move around. Like, they could trade up for a star player in this draft, package three or four picks. Or I wouldn't mind trading them for a veteran out there. I mean, Schefter said it. There could be some players out there who their team has already said, we're not going to re-sign them, but they're a good player. Mm-hmm. You bring them in. Like, I'll give you an example. 2 years ago, or I guess it was 3 years ago now, in the summer of that, you know, that training camp, they traded for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. There could be the next Chauncey Gardner-Johnson could be somewhere out there in the NFL. His team's not going to re-sign him. And the Eagles say, we'll give you a third-round pick today for him. And then, boom, he's here. Like, I want some veterans on this team to add to what they have.
I don't have a problem with that, Joe. But I also don't have a problem with these young guys in the way that they've learned this system. And part of the reason why I feel this way, because I had a chance to talk to these guys and just asking them, hey, like I had a chance to ask Cooper, what was your daily routine? He go home and he watch film. Like, that is, back in my day, that was unheard of. You were running around the streets of Philadelphia trying to see what you could see and hang out at the Palmer and all the old spots that you used to go to.
You were acting up, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was acting a donkey when I first got here. You know, but these guys feel like, and I understand that, you know, they probably go out a little bit, but they're locked in. They're a close-knit group. They go to bowling parties together, man. They do a lot of the stuff that when I play, we didn't do. Mm. And I think that's why you hear so many guys say it's a college atmosphere. That cannot be undersold. You know what I mean? When you talk about being in a situation where the environment reminds you of college, remember what it was like to be in college and how you felt about your teammates if you played sports. So for them to have that kind of atmosphere, I think that it bodes well for them as far as the preparation on a day-to-day basis and the learning, because they're all learning at the same pace. And if somebody's falling behind, it feels like they're reaching back to get that person. you know, and bring them forward with them.
Yeah, and they have a good, I mean, they have a great culture they developed, right? With Fangio now running the defense and, and all these young guys that seem like they're, like, I look at a guy like Nolan Smith and he strikes me as someone who's older than he is. Like, he's mature. Yeah. And I like that. I like they have a good culture. And look, they have 20 draft picks. They're going to draft a bunch of players. I'm just saying, I don't need 20 rookies over the next 2 years. I could use some vets. And let's just use the 32nd pick in the draft. If they love someone and he falls them, great, draft him. But if there's a player out there that can help them win the Super Bowl next year, and he's still young in his career, he's just on a team that is willing to move on from him, and they could swap the pick for the player, I'm okay with that. I just, this relying on the draft thing is great, but you're going to have a year at some point where you're not going to get three or four starters out of the draft, and you're going to say, oh, we didn't really improve the team much because the draft this year was just not what it was in years past. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Adam Schefter said, Eagles are a team to watch here, and they could package picks for vets. Should the Eagles continue to draft and develop? Or do you want Howie to trade for some guys that are already established in the NFL? Kyle, where do you come down as we are 16 days from the draft?
Yeah, I think Q and a lot of other Eagles fans suffer from what we call Super Bowl winning syndrome.
Oh, there's a lot of that going on.
Where
around.
All of a sudden,
it's contagious.
Yeah, like everything that they did, just do it again. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to be great. It's too many young Thundercats.
Okay, wait a minute.
It just is. I'm sorry. No, it's too many. They lost too many vets on this team. You need to have a good balance. I love having young players. It makes me feel good about the future of the team. But I think the Eagles need to use this first pick and view it almost as like a luxury, not a luxury in that take whoever the hell you want or like whatever, like a guard. I'm not doing the guard thing. But I think they should use that one pick, that first pick, with this season in mind. Because they really haven't gone through this offseason prioritizing going and winning back-to-back Super Bowls next year.
They have.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't. They've let people go, and they've signed bottom. They've scraped the bottom of the barrel. And look, you can get excited about Aziz Ojulari and all that, all you want. They have lost a lot of good players on the defense. The defense took a step back, and they haven't added much.
When you look at this team from last year, the team that won the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I don't take away the stats and everything else.
Why would I do that?
Who is the strength? When you look at this team, is it presently constructed? If you didn't have any stats, anything like that, which side of the ball you say would be the strength of this team?
Well, last year was the defense.
It was the defense.
That's not what I'm asking.
Well, no,
I'm saying
but right,
if you,
now,
if
right
you
now,
looked at
today,
the roster, if you looked at
the
roster.
It's the offense, but I don't have as much confidence
here's
as you
do in that. Here's the thing. Out of necessity of how they played last year, we gravitated more towards catering to the defense and allowing them to do that.
Well, also, they performed well.
Lightning in a bottle with a bunch of guys that you didn't know what you were going to get from.
Well, that's kind of the point then. You think they're just going to capture that lightning in a bottle again by drafting young players, and they're all going to fall in line and be great. That's not how it works.
You know, it does work like that. Let me tell you why. Because now your second season into this defense that you basically already mastered.
But it'll be the rookies first.
Are you going to let me finish? Because I'm about to wrap this up into a nice little bow for you. And you're going to integrate those other smart players into this, and it's probably going to even be just as good or better than it was last year.
But they're rookies.
Yeah,
so Josh Sweat was in his eighth year in the league.
Right.
And Milton Williams was in his fourth year in the league.
And the vets they brought in are now in their first year with the Eagles.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson
first year with the new defense.
His fifth or sixth
it's
year
too
in the
much.
League.
And
well,
it's asking a lot. And
our quarterback has evolved.
No, I'm talking about the defense.
Well, I know what we're talking about, and I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know if
this
our quarterback
offense is
has
going
evolved.
To lead the way.
Hold on a second.
I hope you're right. I'm just not sure about that.
We hope the quarterback has evolved. I believe that he has.
If he plays like he did in the title game in the Super Bowl, then he has evolved. Then they can win with a mediocre defense because Jalen was outstanding in the final two games. But if Jalen plays like he did most of the season, they need a big-time defense to back that up.
It's too much eggs in one. It's too many eggs in one basket.
Also,
and that, like you said, I think the drafting thing is going to regress back to the mean. The point that Schefter made about having so many draft picks, look, we can, you know, and we've complained about the offseason. It's still a very good roster, right?
Yes.
But what that means is there's nowhere for a lot of these rookies to fit in. And they do have a lot more draft picks in the later rounds, right? It's not just the first-round pick that we have. So use that to sort of balance the scales a little bit and get an established veteran in here who I think can help bring some of these younger guys, when we do bring in some rookies, along. Like, I just think the balance has tipped too far in the scale of young guys for me to feel really, really good about this.
If they want to win the Super Bowl next year, I think they should be willing to give up some of these picks for vets. Now, again, I'm not trading the whole draft away, and I'm not trying to dump the idea of long-term success, because Hugh, part of this is they realize how expensive the team's getting on offense, right? Mm-hmm. So they need, you've been saying this for 2 years, they need cheap defensive players.
Yeah, and that's what they're going
to
do.
To even the scales. But how, my thing is, how many do you need, and how many more can you add in vets on defense, and it still works, right? Do you need Jalen Carter and a bunch of guys that make no money, or could you fit in one more? Let me give you a name. We talked about this name a month ago. He's still on his team. He hasn't gotten a contract. I don't think he's going to get a contract. Trey Hendrickson's still on the Bengals, right?
Mm-hmm. They paid the pass rusher.
Yes, they paid the quarterback last year. They paid two receivers this year. They paid their tight end. They paid a guard. The Bengals are obviously listening to you about offensive defense, and mm-hmm. they're paying all their offensive guys. Good for them. But if they can't pay Trey Hendrickson, they're going to trade him. That's probably going to happen. That's the kind of guy I think of, where, like, if I could package a couple of these picks and bring him in, I'd feel better about the defense while still having a bunch of picks to add the rookies in. Like, that's what I'm thinking about.
I'm okay with that, but still, you're still going to sprinkle in some young guys. You're still going to have young guys. You're still going to have a young linebacker, more than likely. You're still going to have a young guy in the secondary, safety position, maybe.
Yep.
So you're still going to have young guys on the defense. You're just saving that because you're getting one defensive end. But for the most part, you're a young defense.
You know what this comes down to, both for us as fans and for them in that draft room? And I don't know the answer to this question, has Howie really figured out the formula to draft? Because we gave those numbers, 60-40, 50-50, right, with draft picks. Unless they think, and he thinks, I've got it now. Like, mm-hmm. if Howie has tipped the scales to where he feels really strongly about his ability to draft, then it, of course, that makes more sense, right? Those guys are cheaper and they're younger. But if it's going to regress to the mean, then it feels riskier to just draft a bunch of kids, because some of these kids aren't going to be good. Quinyon was great. Cooper was great. Hunt looks like he could play. I just get concerned at some point they're going to have a bust in here, and it just happens. I mean, and then you're going to have nothing from that pick.
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed from these Eagle players and the ones that they've gotten since the time that I've been here is that they're smart. Like, you could argue their athleticism or whatever, but they pick up. It feels to me like they pick up everything pretty quickly. And I think if you keep that mantra going, that you put yourself in a good spot, because you're not going to make that many mistakes. This is the thing that try to get people to see when you talk about defense and football in general. Everybody at this level has talent. Now, When you're trying to make a play, or you're trying to expose a defense, I'm going to simplify it. Basically, you're trying to make them make a mistake. Mm. This defense didn't do that because everybody was smart and they knew what they were supposed to be. And a lot of times, if you know what you're supposed to be and you understand the defense, that takes a lot of pressure off everybody. You got to have athleticism, no question about it. But you also have to know how you fit in the defense. And you know what's funny? And I don't know if this is because of the fact that he got traded, anything like that. But stories are starting to come out now about how CJ GJ was a little bit of a cowboy back then. I'm not taking shots at him. I'm just trying to, you know, show people maybe that's one of the reasons why they let him go.
Right.
You know, I know there was a lot of people in the building that didn't want to let him go, but some people felt that maybe he was back there, you know, taking too many liberties in the defense.
So I'm looking at the Eagles draft picks just to show how it's flipped so much in a few years. 2019, 2020. Now, the caveat is they did draft Jalen Hurts in 2020. That might be the best draft pick in the history of the franchise. Second-round pick quarterback that takes you to two Super Bowls. But they made a lot of picks these 2 years. They made five picks in 2019, and they must have made three, six, over 10. Maybe in those 2 years, 15 or 16 picks. In 2019, 2020 combined, they made, as I look at it, about 16 picks or so. Only two guys could play. The only two guys that could play were Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts. They had a lot of wasted picks. I'm talking about Davion Taylor, John Hightower, Jalen Reagor, mm-hmm. Arthego Whiteside. I mean, these guys were wasted picks. Now, since then, 2021 to present, Devontae, Landon Dickerson, Milton Williams, Kenny Gainwell, Jordan Davis, Cam Jurgens, the Kobe Dean, even Calcaterra, Carter, Smith, Sidney Brown, still a hope for Ojomo, Mitchell, DeJean, Hunt, Shipley. I mean, it looks like they're on a run of 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row, where it's like three or four or five real players every draft. eventually we might have a 2019
the
draft.
The likelihood is that it regresses back to the mean, and the scales tip back the other way. And this, everybody does it, and I understand. Everyone's so excited that they won the Super Bowl. But it's going to be too much eventually. It's going to be too much. I know we're so high off of what Vic Fangio was able to do with Zach Bond, everything. But it's the Super Bowl winning syndrome. They're not going to just be able to get away with it every single year. And if you want to say, like you said, that they caught lightning in a bottle, how often do you do that 2 years in a row?
It's hard. All right, ready to come down. 215-592-9494. Adam Schefter says the Eagles are a team to watch in the draft. They could package picks for players. Do you want vets? Or do you want to just do what they did last year, which is put a lot into the rookies and say, you know, let's take them and develop them? Hugh wants that. Where do you come down? Plus the Phils. Have you lost patience with Alec Bohm? Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's going on?
Oh, man, listen. The best person to talk to Alec Bohm is the owner. He's more of a father figure. He writing a check. So guess what? I'm going to pull him in the office, give him a nice hug, and say, listen, Alec, this is what I need you to do. Whatever it is, you know, I understand what happened in the offseason and after. We decided to keep you. So now we need you. We need whatever it is that if you're uncomfortable in the lineup, you let us know what it is, and maybe we could fix it. But this is the thing. We believe in you. You're a part of the family. You've been with us through the ups and downs, through everything. You've been fighting with us the whole time. The team didn't give up on you. I didn't give up on you. You know, Rob didn't give up on you. So the whole thing is we're not giving up on you. Do you believe that you can overcome this? Because this is not about the physical. You're a great player fundamental, but it's about the mental. Now, we need you, whatever that mental block is, we need you to get it away. Get it out of your system because we're going to give you a chance. But the whole thing is, either you get on board or you're going to get left behind. You've been with us the whole time, but this is what I'm going to say. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you are the problem. And then look yourself in the mirror a longer time and say you are the solution. You are the solution to this problem that you're having. So what we need to do, we all believe in you. Well, I want to ask you, do you believe in yourself? And if you say yeah, then all I want you to do is show it. Go out there. Play some good ball, and let's go ahead and win this World Series together. We want to do it with you, not without you.
Well, I like that. Yeah, put it back on him. Like, hey, you're here for a reason. You know, regardless of what happened in the offseason, you're still here and on this team for a reason, and you hit cleanup on opening day. We need you, man. Let's go do it. All right, Will, what do you got for us? Who are you voting for? Love Dr. Douglas or Long Talking Hugh?
Oh, man, that Long Talking Hugh, you killed me today, baby. But I'm still going to vote for it.
Long talk. Love it, Will. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. The final four of Hughes continues next. Your calls on this with the draft. Do you want the Eagles to trade this pick and other picks for established veterans to add into this team, especially on the defensive side? Or are you good with continuing to add to the team with rookies here? And I've lost patience with Alec Bohm. Where do you come down on Bohm? Have you lost patience with the Phillies' third baseman? I expect him to be in the lineup tonight. And if he doesn't hit or has bad at-bats, I'm not playing him tomorrow. Like, there's enough of this. You just roll him out every day thing with Alec Bohm. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Coming up on the other side, if not Bohm, it does feel like Sosa can get more playing time. We'll let you hear what Topper said about the idea of trying to fit Sosa into the lineup even more. That's coming up. And what one of Sosa's teammates said about him last week. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn. It's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget.
choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So he's one of my favorite players to watch in the big league. So, you know, he plays hard. He's really good in the field, and he's swinging it right now. Just the way he plays the game the right way. He plays hard, and you know, he's just a good guy. So it's cool to watch.
Why agreeing with Zach Wheeler, one of his favorite players in the big leagues? That caught my attention last week. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we discuss Alec Bohm here and what the Phillies should do. And really, have you lost patience in the Phillies' third baseman? I have. I think the Phillies have lost patience. I think some of his teammates may have lost patience there. Tonight, Wheeler is on the mound. My guess is, after hearing that from Wheeler last week, that Sosa's going to be in the lineup today. Now, I think Bohm's going to be in there too. I would guess Sosa's going to play the outfield today, and they're going to leave Bohm at third.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear your ace say that he's his favorite player in the major leagues, my guess is they're going to try to get him on the field with Wheeler tonight.
Well, it's one of those things where players, at the end of the day, man, you just want to win. And you want to play with whomever's going to put you in the best position to do that.
Totally.
Just like a receiver and the quarterback. Hell, they want the quarterback that's going to give them the ball. So, I mean, I get that. Excuse me. But for Bohm, you can't internalize that. You can't make that, you know, you can't let him live rent-free in your head by him saying that. You still got to go out there and do your job. And I think that's the part that he has to get past.
Well, I think he'll be in there tonight against the lefty and Chris Sale. And his at-bats tonight are going to dictate if I'd put him back in the lineup tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Now, with the Sosa thing, there is a, I think, a real chance tonight we see Sosa in the outfield. He played it a little bit over the weekend on Saturday. He was in center field, had the ball hit to him. It looked natural enough to me. I mean, we'll see how he does over time and how he reacts to different, you know, the wind out there and the ball tailing on him and all that kind of stuff. But so far, so good. And Topper on Sunday after the game was asked, like, hey, Sosa keeps hitting. How are you going to get him in the lineup with all your regulars? Here's how Topper responded on Sunday.
Rob, how are you going to – I mean, Sosa keeps producing. He's a good defensive player. He can play everywhere. You know, what's the plan for him going forward? Can he do anything else to for you to give him more time?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think, you know, we got to really look at this because so far it's real. You know, it's two hits every game. He's played great at third. He's played great at short. He did well in center field yesterday. So, you know, we really got to get into the lab and try to figure out some stuff to get him in the lineup.
All right, here's my version of the lab. You ready for this? Tonight, put him in the outfield. And if Bohm doesn't hit well tomorrow, put him at third base tomorrow. I just, like, there's ways to get Sosa in the lineup. They just have to be willing to make some people uncomfortable. I mean, that's the bottom line. If Sosa plays well, Hugh, they got to find a way to get him in more than once a week.
Yeah, and that's what you're looking at. But I feel like tonight in particular that there's going to be some opportunities for Bohm to come out there and do his thing. And he has to take advantage of them. I just think for him, it just starts with not swinging at that first pitch, you know, and just try not to take whatever's being said about you personal. Because I feel like that's the case.
Yeah, I think the first pitch thing, it seems such a small thing, but it could show them he's making an effort. He's trying to get in lockstep with everybody else and do what the rest of the team is doing here. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, back to your phone calls on Alec Bohm and the draft with the Eagles, which is 16 days away. Do you want all the kids? Or would you trade picks, including potentially the 32nd pick, for a veteran here?
It's too many damn kids.
It's a lot of kids.
A lot of children.
A lot of
badass kids.
Yeah,
we're talking about Bohm being a petulant child and me being a petulant child.
Yep. Get more of those?
You're risking getting some of that on the Eagles, man.
You ready for that? More children?
No, it doesn't work like that in football.
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
How?
Because you don't – first of all, there are no guaranteed contracts. That's number one.
Well, I agree with you on this. A player like Bohm would never get 6 years in the NFL.
No, he would never do that.
Cut him.
They'd have moved on from him by that. But this is something different. And this is what happened to me from my purview when all this went down. Mm. They tried to trade him. The offer wasn't what they wanted. Okay, so now we're here. We have to make it work with you. But in order for this to work, because we're running it back to we had a vision for what we wanted this thing to look like. It's not that. So we got to run this back. So I need you guys to buy into what we're selling. Y'all chase the ball too damn much. And I'm really just watering it down. Y'all chase the ball too much. Trey, if you don't get your stuff together, you're going to be in trouble, you know. And everybody has stepped up to the plate.
Except.
And I feel like there's probably some angst amongst the teammates. But again, you can't get mad at that. You have to you have to talk to him and you have to adjust.
Again, I blame the team part of this too. Now, he's got to grow up. Again, he's almost 30. I mean, we're pushing 30 here and he's in tears on the bases. But they were very public. And Hugh, when every reporter out there is saying they're trying to trade him, that's because the team isn't being shy about it, right? They're either telling the reporter or they're being very open at those owners' meetings, GMs' mm-hmm. meetings. He's available. They had to know this player is fragile. I mean, you put him out there in the trade block publicly, and then, like, I wonder if Dombrowski regrets doing that. Not that it's his job to explore trades, but to let everyone know he's available, because this is the other side of the coin. Well, what if we don't trade him? Now we got to build his confidence back up, and he probably feels like we don't want him here anymore.
And see, that's the thing. And I feel like he was cool with that. Like, I'm going back and I'm listening to what was said. At the beginning of the season, he was very reflective about how a lot of guys, if I'm not mistaken, don't get to be on the same team for a while, and how he's appreciative of the fact that he's still here.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I think something happened in the locker room when they started talking about Sosa and how well he was playing. That might have been that psychological dagger that got him.
Well,
right,
and think about it like this. So starting last week, we were at the park on Thursday, I think. That was the day we started talking about how they're going to get Sosa in the lineup more.
Mm-hmm.
The first time they put Sosa in the lineup, who was he in for? Boom.
Boom. Yeah.
I mean, so like the words are one thing, but then the actions say the same thing.
Well, like I said, you never get a dude behind you a chance to show what he can do.
Well, and Sosa got a couple more hits and helped them win the game Sunday. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, but we do have to crown a winner of one of our national semifinal games here in the bracket of Hughes.
A blowout.
Not a route. Unlike the actual Final Four, which all the games were close, this one was a route. Hugh, you called this yesterday. Moving on to the championship round is long talking, Hugh, and
long
a route
talking
over Love Doctor. So this was both on the phone lines here with our votes and the Twitter poll in a route. Do you think the right team won? It seemed easy to me.
Yeah, I do. I do, because I've been long talking a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I know that I can hear, like, for me, Kyle is the voice of every Philadelphian, and I can always hear them in the car talking about, make a damn choice, have an opinion.
Get
and
off
I
the
do
fence.
Have an opinion. I'm not on the fence.
Mm.
It's just that I have a unique perspective.
Surprised you don't have splinters from hanging on
it. It needs to be shared. I need to share my unique perspective.
You know what's funny about the long talker thing? Long talking started as you telling callers not to long talk.
Yeah, you got upset with people long talking. Now you do it every day.
Well, become the chief long talker on the show.
And this is the difference. I let people know it's coming, though. That's the difference.
Oh, it's like, with all due respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you say it ahead of time.
Yeah, you got to say it ahead of time, though.
I got you. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. And when you call in, we will throw our next matchup at you. The other semifinal. And this one, I don't know who's going to win this, Hugh. Told you so, Douglas, against you people, Hugh. We'll find out who everyone votes for when they call in. The bracket of Hughes crowns a champion today.
I like you people myself.
I know you do. Well, you
That's
say,
my favorite.
Yeah, it's your favorite thing to say. Just,
It's so
what did he say? You people? Jay in West Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Here we go.
Jay.
You crying about the day, man. I just heard the radio on. I heard you whining again. Mm-hmm.
So you're darn right. Jay, what do you got for me?
What you whining about?
Well, you said you were listening. I'm whining.
I just turned the radio on and I heard you.
Oh,
He's tired of Alec Bohm.
I'm losing patience with Bohm, Jay.
Yeah, you losing patience with Bohm.
Yep.
Well, what? They 7-2, right?
They're 7-2. He's stunk so far this year.
Here we go with this again. He's not part of the team. The baseball, you fail 7 out of 10 times, right?
Well, he's failing 8 out of 10 times this year, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. But they keep putting that bum Marsh out there, right?
He stinks. I don't know. No one believes in
you
Marsh.
You ain't saying nothing about him.
Well, because, Jay, there are some people out there that believe in Bohm.
Why?
Because
he run around like ZZ Top?
No, I just told you Marsh stinks.
Like the beard, though.
I think everyone agrees Marsh stinks. What am I going to do about that?
All right, so why is the one with the boy, why y'all keep getting on Bohm because he threw his helmet and all that? Wasn't he an all-star last year?
He was an all-star.
Yeah, there's been a lot of all-stars in baseball.
Got a girlfriend.
A lot of Pat Neshek was an all-star here.
He got
once.
Him a boo. He now he got a boo, well, a famous boo.
Good for him. I'm looking for base hits and runs batted
exactly.
in.
He ain't going to get them. It's a long preseason.
Preseason.
It's a long preseason.
These games count.
About regular season stuff. You probably all hyped them up about them beating the Dodgers, right? This is not October.
Of course I'm hyped. Why not?
Yeah, that was a good weekend, though, Jay.
Great weekend.
What? They don't count. They've been regressing the last 3 or 4 years.
Oh, they count. No, they can't. You got to get to the playoffs first. You got to get there.
Yeah. My boy performed in the playoffs, but you keep doubting him.
Who?
I heard you throw that little slick shot in there about Jalen.
What slick shot? What did I say?
Super Bowl appearances, Super Bowl MVP, but you keep doubting him?
How did I doubt him today?
You talking about when you say you don't know if he's going to
get this defense.
Yeah, we got to get
well,
this defense.
Well, no, hold on. No, okay.
That sounds a little bit logical.
I understand.
Super Bowl, he played big time.
He played great. Now, I understand what you're talking about. I didn't know what the reference was. Now, I get it. What I said was, because Hugh was referencing that the quarterback has taken, he's evolved, right? So we don't need a great defense.
He hasn't?
Well, we'll see. I mean, he did that for 2 games. Did he play
he
great?
Hasn't?
Did he play great the whole season or for 2 games?
He ain't evolved.
Did he? I don't know.
That's the hope.
Didn't he look better than his first year, his second year? Y'all was complaining about last year.
For most of the season, did he play great last year?
Struggled at the start of the year.
No.
You know what?
The pause tells you the answer.
Well, you know what it is? Because what's your definition of great? Did he throw the ball around the schoolyard a whole lot? Nah.
No, but he took a lot of sacks. I mean, We have collective. He did. We have collective amnesia. He took seven sacks in the Rams
game.
Seven.
He was handing the ball off all the time.
You know what it is, Joe? It's not collective amnesia. It's Jalen won in a way that we're not used to people winning.
Yeah, but I didn't
so
think
he got to move the line a little bit.
No, I didn't. But I don't. Do you think if we
always move the line on?
Hold on. If we polled 100 people in after the Rams game and said, "Has Jalen Hurts played great this season?"
I didn't say great. I said he played pretty good.
Yeah, he played pretty good.
The Rams game, we beat them twice, right? We beat the great McVay and Stafford twice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you just want to poll people after that game after he won? You beat them twice.
No, the point is we are reacting
beat the
to
the. Great Jaden Daniels beat him big time.
Sure, they were the best team in the league. Yeah, they beat a lot of teams.
It's the way. It's the
great,
way.
The great Patrick Mahomes. Huh?
That's the way you say it, man. It's funny.
The great Patrick Mahomes.
So did the Eagles beat these teams, or did Jalen Hurts beat these teams?
Oh, make up your mind. Y'all want to blame Jalen all the time. Then when we win, it's the Eagles.
No one's blaming Jalen.
When we lose,
Jay?
It's Jalen.
The conversation was, do they need a good defense, or can Jalen carry them without a great defense?
As long as Jalen Carter is there, you got a good defense.
That's right. One
y'all
guy.
Keep whining about losing Milton Williams when he was the third tackle last year. He was crying about Fletcher Cox.
He was the second.
If Fletcher Cox, what are we going to do? Somebody stepped up, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the Sacred Cow left, the pandering center.
The pandering.
Mr. Mummer, when he left, everybody worried about
Mr. Mummer. That's
got a Pro Bowl center, right?
Yes, Cam Jurgens. He was good.
Okay.
He called him Mr. Mummer.
No, it's pretty good.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
you are so annoying.
What I'm trying to figure out is why you don't want to let the young players play. You keep talking about these veterans.
It's too many young players.
Because eventually they're not going to be good, the young players.
What veterans do we have on defense?
Eventually the young players not going to be good.
We don't need any?
We need no vets.
Come on.
Reed Blankenship's a vet.
Oh, my goodness.
Sidney Brown, vet.
Hold on a second. When in a draft, you're not going to have a 100% hit rate. So you could trade some of those picks for vets. That's all.
Philadelphia, yeah.
Cooper DeGene.
Philadelphia have to
Cooper
do it.
DeGene is in his second year.
All right, Jay.
Yeah, vet.
He's no,
a vet.
This is.
He's a grizzled.
You are out of control.
You know
he's a grizzled veteran.
He's a grizzled soldier.
You are exhausting.
He's going on his Rocky stuff now. What's the name?
We had like three different conversations.
Sosa. Now Sosa the best thing. We got to get him in there. Keep burning your bridges with him.
He batting like 500.
So you don't like Sosa, but you like Bone.
He batting 500 against the Colorado Rockies.
How about the two hits against the Dodgers on Sunday?
Yeah, he been hitting pretty consistent.
He had two hits. Mm-hmm. It still wasn't October.
It's
playoff.
It's April.
Where was
it's
he at last year in the playoffs?
It's April.
That was the worst point Jay's ever made.
Jay, who do you like in this matchup?
Where's Harper at in the playoffs? He's regressing every year.
Who? Rob Thompson?
The whole Phillies team. Them bums.
So all the Phillies are bums? All right, Jay.
Little weak. Little weak.
Jay, usually you're better at negative.
Not your best.
You're better at negativity.
Yeah. All right, Jay, who do you get?
Going forward or going backwards every year?
In the playoffs, backwards.
Oh. But you worried about this preseason when they beat the Dodgers.
This is the regular season. The games count.
This is that preseason because it don't count.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, only 6 teams make the playoffs. You have to win games to get to the playoffs.
If they won only 60 games this year, it would count, Jay. They wouldn't make the playoffs. Oh, my goodness.
Jay,
that's what I want
to see. Who are you voting for? Told You So or You People?
I'm rooting for You People.
You People.
I don't give a shit.
That does not surprise me.
That
does not surprise me.
You People, one vote there.
You People. What you mean, You People?
Jay usually has he gets under my skin a little bit. All those points were dumb.
Terrible.
He had nothing.
Yeah.
Preseason, the games count.
I mean, and if he wants to look at October, like that's when Alec Boehm is at his absolute worst.
Here's my question. How does someone that likes Jalen Hurts as much as Jay does, and Jalen Hurts, you should like him. He's a championship quarterback. How could you like Alec Boehm? I don't get it. One guy actually has mental toughness. Jalen Hurts, he's not the perfect quarterback, but you know what he is? He's tough. You watch Jalen Hurts play one game, you realize, you know what? That guy is tough.
Yeah.
He plays tough. He's mentally tough. He bounces back from tough moments. The other guy is going on 30 crying.
Because I think that you realize, like, number one, it's two different sports, and you have to coddle. Baseball players are a little more coddled.
I'm not coddling Alec Boehm anymore.
You're tired of that.
Don't you think at some point the Phillies are trying to coddle? If yes. I had to guess, I would say there's players in that clubhouse who roll their eyes.
No question.
And like, enough is enough, dude. Just,
a lot of guys. A lot of guys.
And he just figured it out. He figured it out like last.
Yeah, it hit him. Like, oh, maybe they don't. I mean,
they don't really like me like that.
Yeah, well.
That was a tough pill to swallow.
Why don't you grow up, buddy? All right, Big V in Mount Laurel.
Big V.
We go from Jay to Big V. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, congratulations, Joe. You didn't let Jay, you know, take you off your square.
He didn't take him off. He didn't take him off his spot.
It was weak stuff.
I mean, those were soft jabs.
Big V will have better stuff, though.
What do you got for me, Big V?
Yeah, because last man, they had a whole meltdown with Jay. That was not pretty.
All right, we're past Jay. Big V, what do you got for us?
Okay, first, let's get on the bowl situation. I still have confidence in him because, one, they haven't traded him. You know, and yeah, okay, there was a little media leak talking about, oh, yeah, they're going to trade him. But to me, that's like the equivalent of when your child when you're, you know, with your mom and you start acting up and she says, I'm going to tell your dad and straighten up. That, to me, maybe they were trying to get him to straighten up.
Straighten up.
But, exactly.
Well, it didn't work.
But it didn't. But, you know, see, the thing is, guys like Bohm, who are an exceptional talent, they get coddled most of their life. And, you know, he just needs, you know, someone to take him under their wing, Hugh, you know, and help him to mature a little bit, to fit into his purpose.
Exactly wrong guy. And,
yeah, trying so,
to make
you know.
Else mature.
Well, you, but okay. Maybe talk to some other guys like, you know, Dykstra, Dalton, or Schmidt.
Maybe we leave Lenny out of this one. Yeah, just for now.
Dude, Lenny. Lenny different.
Yeah.
Here's the fix for Alec Bohm. Set him up with Lenny Dykstra. That'll fix everything. Yeah.
I had to coach Lenny on one time.
I think Lenny will tell him exactly what not to do.
I don't even think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the right moment for this. Yeah.
Okay.
Got this backwards.
Well,
Lenny's different.
Lenny. But, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, he has to, you know, once again, you know, show and prove. You know, use that negative feedback that he's been getting from everybody and prove everybody wrong. You know, because one of my favorite drops on WIP is when he says, Alec Bohm, have a night. I mean, come on. It's classic. It's Philly. We want him here. He's got great talent. He can fit in well. He can help us get to the championship. But he has to believe that, you know, he can help us get to the championship and show and prove.
Well, he does, but my patience is running thin. This is his sixth year in the major leagues. Six.
See, your patience is running thin because you're one of them rat now people. Like
rat
you know,
now.
You don't want. Yeah, you don't want it right now. You want it rat R-A-T
microwave
now.
Microwave society.
Six.
Exactly.
This is slow cooker cooking with you two. This is his sixth year.
Some of the best gumbo is made in the crock pot.
I use crock pot too.
Ain't that the truth, Hugh? Man, that's a beautiful thing.
Especially Alec Bohm's more like a hot dog than
slow and
gumbo.
Low. In the summertime, when you're cooking your meat on the grill, they tell you slow and low.
It might be past milk at this point, guys. I mean, this expiration
slow and,
day.
Slow and low.
Yeah, the expiration
slow
day.
Slow and low, baby. Grill it night.
We
it
don't have
night
time for a gumbo.
We're trying to win a World Series. You guys are making
that's
gumbo.
That's what baseball is a slow burn.
No, this gumbo has been on the cooker for a few years.
Yeah,
now.
You know what it is. All right, Big V, what do you got for us? Who are you voting for? You got you people or told you so?
But can I say something about the draft?
Yeah, of course, sure.
If you don't mind,
I don't mind. Kyle,
I kind of do.
What do you got?
You know, Kyle's a perfectionist, and he's watching the clock, and there's a commercial about to come up. Mm. So, for the draft, look, I trust Lori and Howie. This has been their
That's
season.
A shocker.
They have been
a little bit.
Okay. Lori and Howie have been excellent. They've given master classes on their season and what they do with drafts and free agents. I trust in them. I trust in the process that they are doing, that they are working with. I think that they can get some young talent cheap, develop them and let them go somewhere else for multi-millions of dollars, or they get, you know, and also get us a couple more Super Bowl rings. I believe that much in them and their coaching staff. Their scouting is, gosh, I mean, like a 90% ratio of excellence.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, let's not, you know,
90%
fix what's mm-hmm. broken.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we assume it's fixed.
Well, we're being proactive.
Yeah, or they're just on a hot run in the draft, and it's eventually going to give out a little bit. All right, Big V, what do you got for us? Told you so, or you people?
Oh, man. Well, both of them are the same. By the way, Hugh, congratulations on your positive energy with the Dodgers. It worked.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're giving Hugh credit for the Phillies winning 2 out of 3?
Might as well.
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I am.
Just
vote. You guys were sitting up there all scared. Oh, we're going to play the Dodgers. We don't need the pitcher. We need to play the Dodgers.
Told you so, or you people.
I'm going to go with, it's a tough one, but I'm going to go with, Told you so, Hugh.
We got
it. It ain't out yet.
No, we got a tie. It's a tie right now.
You people.
Yeah, we got a tie. It's not over
yet. What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, man. What's going on, Aaron?
You know, Hugh, I keep finding myself trying to figure out why I keep agreeing with you with all these takes the last couple weeks.
You should get yourself checked.
I've come to the conclusion. You know what it is?
What is it?
Great athletes think alike.
You know what? You might be on to something. You know what it is? You know what it is, Aaron? Because I wake up in the morning and we get these questions, man. And Kyle comes up with some great questions. Joe does as well. And they're yes or no questions. But I need people to take a deeper dive, dog. I am like an onion. I got layers.
You're a problem.
I got layers, dog.
A deeper dive?
And we need to see. These are not yes or no conversations
that we're having. Lost patience with Boehm? Yes!
We need to take deeper dives.
I've watched this guy hit for six years.
I implore both of these guys every day,
deeper
Aaron.
Deeper dives?
To dig just a little bit deeper.
There's not enough intelligence in this world for deeper dives.
I mean, holy... Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
And it irritates Kyle to no end.
Great athletes just see it differently. I mean, you had a storied NFL career, you know. Myself, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I was a 5-time letterman at Valley Forge Middle School.
Hey, don't worry. Hey, that's a good job.
All in 1988.
Five times.
All Philadelphia, honorable mention, linebacker.
So what's your take?
You know, yeah, so what's that?
You know you got a great
subject of the day when Kyle is screening the calls like Sam Kinison. What's your thing?
Well, this is a joke, quite frankly.
Hugh inadvertently has encouraged everyone to long talk when they call in now.
No, I just want people to think deeper, man.
Think deeper? This is WIP. Yeah. Okay, you know where you are.
No, because I can't do the whole, like, what do you think they should do? Well, I trust Howie and I trust Jeffrey Lurie. Like, thank you.
We can't do that.
Give me an opinion, please.
Yeah, we can't do that. I do have an opinion.
Aaron, do you want to trust Howie, but we can have opinions, or you want to draft rookies?
Here's what it is. It's the game within the game. Okay. I mean, unfortunately, this is where we're left at, and you know we got to find young talent. You know how he has changed as a GM. He's gone from a guy that was trying to say that he knew more than everybody else by drafting these guys like that linebacker from Colorado in the third round.
Davion Taylor. How do you forget the Davion Taylor era? He stunk.
Because he changed, and it was probably the Jalen Hurts draft pick, which is the most important draft pick that he's ever had.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Where he finally they have a formula where they're looking at now for guys that have produced at big-time colleges in terms of big-time fan bases.
And it's worked. No, you're right. The SEC is really, especially George and Bam, it's worked. All right, Aaron, give us a vote here. Told you so, or you people?
Well, listen, this is going to be – I was the one that picked it in the Sweet 16 bracket, I think, or the Final 8 bracket. But, you know, you people have got some crazy, crazy, crazy takes. And you got to listen to Hugh more because he is right on.
All right, you people with another vote. Oh, boy, this one's it's a barn burner. 215-592-9494. Back to your calls in the draft and Alec Boehm next. And we'll continue the bracket with your phone calls and your votes. 215-592-9494. Have you lost patience with Alec Boehm? We'll discuss it all on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. So picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, you guessed it, bacon sizzling to perfection. That's what I'm talking about. Spring's in the air, longer days, and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and real retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.